Hello and welcome to the Managing Uncertainty podcast. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath. And as we wrap up 2024, I want to return to a theme in this week's episode that I have talked about many times, and that is the need for strategic alignment when it comes to your crisis management process. I've been a consultant for 10 years, and for 20 years prior to that, I worked in a Fortune 30 company, most of that time in crisis management, business continuity, and global intelligence. And as I reflect on this nearly 30 years of experience that I've had, one of the biggest challenges that I see, one of the places that I think most companies get wrong and that most resilience leaders get wrong, is about the need for strategic alignment when it comes to how your organization manages a crisis. What do I mean by this? I mean that if I'm a member of your C-suite, if I'm your CEO or another senior executive, a direct report of the CEO, and I'm watching the company manage a crisis, a disruption of any type, I expect that to be done in a similar way each and every time. Now, I don't mean that the way of combating a cybersecurity incident is the same as managing a executive malfeasance investigation, is the same as managing a reputational challenge, is the same as managing a product recall. But what I mean is the company is using the same processes, the same crisis management team, the same internal communication approach and strategies to make sure that this is being done day in and day out in the same way. What I can't have as a senior executive is a crisis process that when it's a cybersecurity incident, these people are at the table and this is the way it's being managed and here's how I'm being communicated to. And when it is a natural disaster, it's a different team managing it in a different way and communicating and escalating things to me in a different way. And then just kind of multiply this across multiple different crisis scenarios that you might have. So when I talk about alignment, strategic alignment, this is one of the most important things to get right in your crisis management approach. That having a siloed approach hinders effective crisis management, and it deprives you of the benefits of the cross-functional departmental collaboration that helps you get to a better answer in a crisis and helps ensure unity of effort. It is critical that your key ways of managing a disruption are aligned. Your corporate security or physical security, global security team is one aspect of that. Your communications team when it comes to reputation management. Your cybersecurity or information security team is yet a third. You might be in a healthcare environment where products are important, where hospital emergency management might be important. But however your organization is broken up and however, whatever industry you're in, you need to have a consistent way of doing this. And that alignment only works. You can only achieve that alignment in one of two ways. The first is a top-down approach, meaning that your C-suite is aligned on how this should work, and they are championing that strategic alignment to ensure seamless crisis response. The other is a bottoms-up approach where the various leaders of the resilience domains are aligned in building a comprehensive, consistent process by which to do this. It means that they have to subside somewhat their own egos around who should be in charge. It means that they have to establish shared goals and metrics so that we have common objectives to measure the success of a crisis response and the way in which we're going to go about it, and that we have aligned our processes and our exercises to make sure that we're doing this in an aligned fashion. One of the biggest gaps I see with this comes from information security teams who are so focused on just the cyber aspect of a disruption that they miss the broader impact of this on the organization. And look, if I was to draw a model for you as to the importance of cybersecurity in a major cybersecurity incident, that technical response is this one part at the center of this crisis. But around it are all of these other planets, if you want to think about that as a sun, all these other planets that represent big issues, big challenges that you have to deal with. Regulators, compliance, reputation management, litigation, internal communications, social media, physical or global security, insider threat issues, and this list just goes, your operational disruption, business continuity, and the list just goes on and on and on. So we have to make sure that we're approaching these in a unified way. You have to ensure that your crisis management process is strategically aligned in the organization. And once you have done that, well, then you can make your training in a cross-functional way. You can make your exercises from a cross-functional way. And anytime that you run into a siloed approach, you have to find ways to blow up that silo. What you're looking for, the most valuable skill here, is that ability to cut horizontally across the silos in your organization and find ways to collaborate and communicate consistently in an aligned manner. If I summarize very briefly what I think an effective crisis management process looks like, it's that you have a consistent way of assembling your team of crisis management leaders, and that together they are collaborating to manage the incident for the organization. They are communicating the results of those decisions that they have made, and that they are escalating the proper issues and information to the C-suite for action. And only by having that kind of alignment can you truly achieve a mature state of long-term resilience for your organization. So my best advice to you as you think about 2025, I'm headed into the year, is that if your crisis process is not strategically aligned, start thinking about how you can get it to be so. And how can you get your key stakeholders and you on the same page to truly move forward and mature the resilience of your organization? Thanks for a great 2024. We'll be back with a new episode in the first week of 2025. I'll see you then. Be well.